One of my favorite Advent readings is the first reading that we had at Mass this morning. It is that image that Isaiah gives us. You know, the image of the cow and the bear eating together. The child playing over the viper's den. All the enemies of nature suddenly living in harmony and in peace. It's a wonderful image, probably not to be meant to be taken literally, but an image of a day that Isaiah tells us will come when there will be harmony and peace throughout the whole of the universe. Isaiah gives us a strong message of hope. And yet it's interesting to know what was happening at the time that Isaiah was writing. Isaiah lived in the days of King Ahaz. Now, King Ahaz is described by the Bible as the worst of all the kings that had gone before him. King Ahaz had introduced the worship of other gods into Israel. King Ahaz was a greedy, selfish man. And not only did the king live that way, but it affected the whole of society. Society with no concern for the poor, for the oppressed. A society out to get what everybody could get for themselves. And here in this time, Isaiah paints a picture of great hope. The gospel reading today gives us John the Baptist. John the Baptist out in the desert, proclaiming a message of repentance, saying to the people of his own day that they must turn away from their sins and that they must turn their hearts back to God. John the Baptist, too, has a message of hope. He is saying so clearly, so strongly, that there is one to come after him, one who is much greater than he, one whose sandals he dare not untie, and that this great leader, this great king, would initiate the beginning of a kingdom, that kingdom that Isaiah had spoken about. During this season of Advent, we are people who wait for the fulfillment of that promise. We believe that Jesus Christ did initiate that kingdom spoken of by Isaiah. But its completion is not yet here. We wait for the day when God will establish his kingdom to the fullness. And we know that that's not something that will happen just by our efforts. In the end, it is a work of God. And so we wait and we long for the day that God will bring that kingdom about, and all creation, all of the universe, will live in harmony and in peace. The church gives us today the preaching of John the Baptist, not just as some historical event, but it's giving it to us because it is a message that has relevance for us today. Just as the people of John's time needed to repent, we also are a people who need to repent, who need to turn our lives around. Now, someone may say, well, what do I need to change? I've not killed anybody. I don't commit adultery. I'm not a thief. What do I need to change? Often, it's the small things, those inner things. It is our lack of compassion. It is our lack of generosity. Or it might be our propensity to speak about the faults of others and to be critical, to gossip. It might be that we set our hopes far more on material things than we do the things of God. John calls each of us to look inward. What is it in my life that needs to be different? What is it in my life that God is calling me to reform, to do in a different way, to live in a different manner? It is that call to repentance. But if we are a people of hope, if we are a people who are waiting the day that the Savior will come, then we have that obligation to try to get our lives in order so that we can be ready to enter that kingdom. And that kingdom, if it is to be a kingdom of love and of peace, of unity and harmony, then we have to be living that way now. Striving to live that way, so that when the day comes, we can be gathered into the kingdom of our Father. There's a line in the gospel where John says to the Pharisees and to the Sadducees, don't pride yourself on being children of Abraham, because God can raise up children of Abraham from these very stones. And then he goes on to talk about the axe being laid to the root of the tree, and how God is looking for good fruit from us. We might say the same thing to ourselves. We should not pride ourselves, oh, I've been baptized, or I've made my first communion, I've been confirmed. God is looking for the fruit of those things in our life. What is the fruit we bear? What is the good we do? What is the love, the harmony, the unity that we bring about through our lives? If we are waiting for the kingdom, we must be trying to create the qualities of the kingdom in our lives, in our world, this day.